Once again, I want you to tell your neighbor. I know you didn't greet them. Tell your neighbor, you must take care of me. I might employ you soon. Hallelujah. Don't joke around with that neighbor. You don't know what's going to happen to them in the next 2 weeks. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, it's so important when we are in His presence to realize what can happen. If there is a thing I always pray against on every Sunday, is against a familiar spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. If you can descend this day, you can actually be met by the mighty hand of God. It's not everyone who was healed at the pool of Bethesda. When Jesus went there, there were so many people who were sick, but He healed only one. And my prayer always is, may you be that only one, that if Jesus would do a miracle here today, may you be that only one. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, so we're going to have, I just want to hear some few testimonies. A little bit of some testimonies, and we do also some prophetic, and we speak to people the mind of God. That man over there, can he just stand up? That man over there. First come, first serve. Sit down. If we begin with the prophetic here, we're going to, let's start with the testimonies. Then we go into the, I'm not preaching. I am prophesying today. I'm speaking the mind of God. So just get ready, because we're going to have a lot of the prophetic happening here. Tavahaturika pahatos.
Shayarana su
Just raise your hands where you are and begin to worship the King of Glory. The one who also is and who is to come.
Zizo Pradia Hate, Shalakaya Haske, Esotea Paradia Hate, Rakuya Paraduska Hazo, Rika Paya Mante Kitoske, Esotea Paradia Hato, Rakatuya Hate, Liso Palakiato, Rekia Masupe, Hazotea Hazo, Peruske Erokiapa, Rekaya Maradia Hate, Isota Prakiata. Nessuna maradico, resta taia marando bradiato, iso te ase, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, arroca paladega, regia maradico, eso taia marando bradicaso, iso tea, reco paladico, esuta paradia, rando sopra di ate, irracataia paladico, esute paradia, randa caia. Irraka paradia aso, merraka pa, parose katapa, errando sopra, irrakato, elanta kaya mando bradiko, isote.
Just tell me, we have few minutes to have testimonies, your name and what the Lord has done for you.
Let me first honor the grace that is operating upon our spiritual father, Major Prophet Shepherd Bushiri, and our mother, Prophetess Shepherd Bushiri. My name is Isaiah Rankwe from South Africa, Limpopo. My testimony goes like this. In 2010, I was a sangoma. I was a sangoma. From 2010 until 2015, I was a sangoma. And for 5 solid years, I was involved in witchcraft practices. I tried so many times to stop. But I just couldn't. My life was a mess. Then I heard about Major One. In 2015, April or May, so I heard about Major One. Then I went to Pretoria to look for ECG showground. I find it, and I attended. Always I was attending the service, sleeping outside the gate, always, until I attend IVP in July, 17 July. I attended IVP looking for deliverance. So after our father prayed for us, from that day, I was totally delivered and totally transferred. I was totally delivered and I was totally transformed. And it's not only that. In 2020, I think it was last IVP in Rustenburg. In 2020, I attended IVP holding the picture of someone I want to marry. So my father, he just looked at me and smiled. So, but I knew that it is done. So I went back home. And in my account, it was 00. Hallelujah. So I think few weeks from IVP, I received the prophecy from my father, Major One, via SMS. I received an SMS, via SMS. And then he said, on the SMS, he said, I see you getting married in May 2021, in May 2021. And that time, my account is still 00. So I believed that because of prophet already prophesied, it will happen. So 2021, January, my account still 00. Until May, until April, my account is still 00. I was panicking, but believing that the prophet of God prophesied. Then in May, things just happened so fast. So then in May 29 and 30, I got married.
Wow. I know some people who really are jealous, they will not clap hands, but thank God. Everybody, let's put the hands together for the Lord for his salvation from a witch doctor to who he is, born again, spirit-filled. And that's the biggest miracle. You know, can you imagine that? Are you here? Can you imagine that you are a sangoma and you are practicing these things of witchcraft? And then you meet salvation. And he has maintained his salvation. 10 years now.
10 years now. 10 years now.
Happy birthday. Happy salvation birthday, right? I'm so proud. Can you imagine you tell somebody that you get married in May and you have no money, and the prophet says in May I see you getting married. I remember that IVP, there was COVID, so I couldn't speak much to people. So I said, I'm going to send you prophecies in your messages. And imagine you tell a person that you get married in this month. May comes. Money from nowhere. And he marries. I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine interventions. I invoke divine interventions in the name of Jesus Christ. May Almighty God remember you. God bless you. Thank you. More miracles are coming to you.
I honor the grace of my spiritual father, Major One. I'm Pomolo now from Namibia. My testimony goes like this. I had a court case since 2020. For 5 solid years, nothing was happening. The case kept on delaying and delaying. Till this year in May, on the 9th of May 2025, I connected to partners meeting of Money Mantle. So our major prophet gave prophetic instruction of giving a seed. So I redeemed my pledge of Money Mantle seed. So upon redeeming it, I appeared in court the very same week. So in the court.
So your case was dragging for how long?
5 years.
For 5 years?
Yes, prophet.
So the day we did the money mantles.
Yes.
Within how many days?
It was the same week.
All right.
On Thursday, I went to court.
Okay.
So these 5 years, I've been spending a lot of money on lawyers. So the day I appeared, before I appeared in court, the lawyer reminded me that I'm having a balance of 6,000. So I need to settle it before he represents me in court. So I told him that, no, I don't know where this money is coming from. So if you insist that I should pay, unless if you explain, convince me where the money came from, because I know I created the balance in December, meaning last year, December. So he insisted, he said, no, you are owing me 6,000. So the day I appeared in court, he also came in court, and then he withdrew from the case. So I was very shocked that very same day, when the lawyer withdrew from the case, the case was totally, completely dismissed. I was found not guilty. The case that took 5 years, that day, God of Major One stepped in when the lawyers withdrew from the case. So I thank God of Major One. I give all the glory to God of Major One. Thank you so much.
So, you mean the miracle happened the day I gave instruction?
Yes, prophet.
For the money mantle?
Yes.
How much did you give?
It was $50.
You gave $50?
Yes.
1,000?
Yes,
which is one, equivalent to 1,000?
Yes.
And your lawyers wanted?
6,000.
And you gave God 1,000.
1,000.
And you won the case.
Oh, yes.
In days.
Yes, prophet.
Come on, somebody put your hands together for the Lord.
Miracle worker. Miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. Miracle worker. Miracle worker. He's a miracle. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker.
Shalom, shalom, church. My name is Tracy Mahobobo from Welkom in South Africa. Under the leadership of Apostle Mhone and Pastor Maggie, I honor the grace of our Father, Prophet Shepherd Bushiri. I thank God for your life, Prophet. And I also honor the grace of our Mother, Prophetess Mary Bushiri. I thank God for your life. I really thank God for your life. Saints, it was in May during the partner service for Money Mantle. It was, you know, Papa always come after midnight. So he came, I think it was Sunday, early hours of the morning.
It's also Money Mantle.
Money Mantle.
Same Papa. Day of that
same,
woman.
Same day, Papa, same day. So now on that day, I think I was the first one to be prophesied. Papa located me on Zoom and he prophesied and he said he's seeing something about my farm and I needed, you know, because it's like he's seeing fights and I might lose it. And he said I needed to empty myself and give. And since, yes, you know, sometimes you give, you don't have, but you just give. I obeyed the prophetic instruction and I gave. This is what has been happening. I've been living on the farm for over 9 years. No lease, dololo, nothing. It's been disappointment after disappointment. Every time when you're supposed to get a lease, we'll hear stories. it will be delays 9 full years.
For nine?
9 full years.
Years.
2016.
You couldn't get it.
Nothing. Nothing. Right. We're just sitting there on risk. So now on that day, Papa said, empty yourself and God will do a miracle. I saw a miracle, Papa. This was early hours of Sunday. So on Monday morning, I got a call. And, you know, I was told.
So you gave
to
you gave on?
I gave the same night.
On Saturday?
Or it's on early Sunday. Hours of Sunday. So it's Sunday.
On Sunday?
Yes, Papa.
And on Monday?
On Monday,
the following day?
The following day, I got a call. They just said, come to the office. So now when I got to the office, they follow. Remember now, it's Monday. So I went on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, I got my 30-year lease contract. They gave me a 30-year lease contract, Papa, to sign. And
which you are waiting for 9 years.
9 full years. 9 full.
And when I gave you construction to give to God.
I did, Papa.
And
I
you
obeyed.
Gave.
Yes, it, I obeyed.
The following day, Monday,
you got
your lease, which you are waiting for 9 years.
9 full years. Nine.
Come on, somebody, put your hands together. Imagine another person won the court case. Another one. How much did you give?
I gave 10,000, Papa. 10,000 rents.
And the property is valued how much?
When it was bought by the state in 2010, it was worth 5.4 million rents. So now, I don't know, it's more than that, Papa. And we're in the process of getting a title deed. So now, in the office, they said they can't give me a title deed yet. I have to get the 30-year lease, then they'll transfer it afterwards.
So only the money you gave.
Yes, Papa.
And you got this property.
Yes, Papa. After nine hard, disappointing years.
Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Something is happening already.
Something's happening already.
Come, put your hands together for the Lord. More miracles are following that lady as she's walking. Something great is happening. Tell me something, lady. Quickly, your name and you from.
First of all, I want to honor the grace in this house, the grace of my father, Major Wan, and the grace of my mother, Mama Mary Bishiri. My name is Mesima Opavra, and I come from Ghana. My testimony goes like this. I have been working for 15 years without promotion. I struggled for the promotion and it was not forthcoming. I applied at the time that they advertised, government advertised for this position, and I couldn't get it until 2021 when I came for IVP. Papa prayed for me and then I went back to my country. And in less than a year, they advertised for the position and I applied. And I was promoted to director. This promotion is no mere promotion because it is the president of Ghana who appoints directors to local government service. And I was appointed. Then in 2022, I said I would go for coordinating director because I was qualified. And then I came for IVP in 2022 again, and Papa prayed for me, and I believed. I went back to my country, and then they advertised for this position again, and I applied. And I went for the interview. In fact, it was not easy. We were 140 participants who I applied for this position. And only 100 people qualified for the position, and I was among them. And then the president again appointed me as coordinating director to.
So this, you are looking for promotion for how long?
For 15 years, Papa.
No promotion.
Yes.
And
no
when
promotion.
You came here, I prayed for you.
Yes, Papa.
You got promotion from the office of the president.
Yes, Papa.
And you came again.
Yes.
I prayed for you again.
Yes, Papa.
Within how many years of another promotion?
Within a year. Within a year.
So you got the first promotion.
Yes.
And you came again.
I
prayed for you.
Yes, Papa.
Another promotion.
Yes, Papa.
Again from the office of the president.
Yes, Papa.
Come on. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. So we are. When you came here, you were just you, and now we are seeing the director coordinator.
Yes, Papa.
Director of directors. Come on, somebody put your hands together for the Lord. What he's doing, and more great things are coming. How many believe that God can take them from one level to another level? I want us to pray, as you raise up a hand like that, I want us to pray that God take me from one level to another level. Be it finances, be it your ministry, be it your business, be it your work. Just make short prayer right now. Father, I believe you can take me from one level to another level. I speak a new level in the name of Jesus. Speak forth, declare forth.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Take me from one level to another. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
God is good. You know, when we believe, one time I was disappointed when the Lord told me, we had a Levites conference some few months ago here. I was shocked when God told me, he said, only 5 people in that meeting have faith. I imagine this hall was full with the Levites. And God said, only 5. Because most people don't know faith. Faith is not religion. Faith. Ever seen the story of Elisha? A woman went to him who had a husband. This husband had financial debts and he died. So the owner of the debt wanted to repossess the children. And the woman said, I'll go to a prophet. When she went to a prophet said, go in your house, borrow all vessels from your neighbors, put them in your house, lock the door, and take the oil that you have and begin to pour in the vessels. When it's full, put it aside. Take another vessel. Pour the oil. When it's full, put it aside. And the Bible says she did the same. She was shocked when she was pouring oil. It was not finishing from the bottle until the vessel is full. She went to another one. She went to another one. So she went to a prophet back. And he said, this is what happened. I have got oil everywhere in my room now. Jars and jars of oil. The prophet said, go and sell. And have the money. Pay your debt. So the prophet ushered the woman into business. The anointing of prophets can turn somebody into a business mogul. I'm trying to talk to somebody, but I'm trying to talk to people who are raising up their hands and believing. Because you see, when a prophet is talking, there are people who are receiving and those who don't. But the story is not what happened here. The question must be, what Elisha told the woman, did he hear it from God or not? The answer is not. What Elisha did there, he just told the woman to go and practice faith. You didn't hear me. If this woman didn't go to a prophet, if she had that faith in her house, this miracle would also have happened. You didn't hear me. Imagine you going in your bedroom alone, going in your bank account like this and check it. Put your phone on the bed there and sleep, saying in the morning there will be money. You wake up in the morning and you check it. And there is, that's faith. How many times have I told you myself? I said, raise up your phone. And you did it. And after you did it, then I said, check your balance. What happened? Answer my question. What happened in people's accounts? Now, do you think I heard God telling me? No. That was my faith. So can you imagine when you get faith that you go in a bush and they said, I'm building a city here. And actually I see it. I am seeing that city in my mind. Until today I see it. When people go there now, they see what has been built. But me, I see how it will look like. Are you here? That's faith. Now, if your faith, I asked God for $1 billion. I said, God, I need it. Last week. And I'm waiting for it right now.
Oh, yes.
Yet you, where you are, you have not even asked for $10,000. And you claim you have faith. You are joking. Today we want to pray for difficult things. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, we are praying for difficult things. Are you here or you are still home? I said, I stood in his presence and I said, I need $1 billion. And I told him what I need it for. So I'm waiting now. I'm no longer asking. I'm tracking my prayer. Ask your neighbor, neighbor. How much did you ask? Somebody right now is asking God for rent. You are crazy, okay? That's not faith. Ask God to buy that house. Can you imagine having somebody saying, Father, Lord, I pray that open the doors. I need to pay rent now. I need to pay rent now. Father, I need the fees. Tell God to give you the whole university. So what people think is a faith. Your faith. If it's what, can you imagine you are saying, I'll buy that car. And you are saying you believe in God. Yet you are attaching the amount of the car with your budget. And you think it's faith. It's not. How can you be saying you're believing God for Toyota Vitz? Just buy that one. Yaris, just buy it. Don't attach faith, just buy it. If your faith, no, I'm talking to somebody right here. If your faith is worth Toyota Yaris, it's not faith yet. Because everybody is doing is buying it. Faith is when what you have is less than what you want. And you say, God, not by money, but by covenant. Can I tell you something? I'm seeing you buying four houses. I'm not telling you like just somebody who's telling you. I am telling you like somebody who God has blessed through faith. Are you here? For the past 4 months, I've been making researches on banking. Because I'm believing God for a bank now.
Jesus fique guseni Sepenti batletilenga wezu baba Afike guseni Jesu kufama lamasha Sepenti batleti lenga wezu baba Afike guseni Yesu kufama lamasha. Somebody scream. Give your neighbor high five in the house and prophesy to him or her that your wish you want, Jesus is coming in the morning to give it to you. Give them high five in the house. Ufika guseni Sepenti batleti lenga wezu baba Ufika guseni Yesu kufama
Major. Put your hands together for the Lord. Today I just came here to tell you that you can believe more. Prophetic ministry, it is not a ministry of theory. It is a pragmatic ministry. Oh. Oh. I'm trying to look in your eyes and see what you are believing God for. The only thing, things I'm seeing very useless. Like I'm believing God now. My debt must be cancelled. How much? 70,000. That's too small. Tell God now watch real things you are looking for. The Bible says Abraham, he didn't build a house because he was looking for a city whose builder and architect was God. Am I talking to you? He was looking for what? For a city. Everybody else wants something now. Raise up your hand. I want you to see what is going to happen to you. I have come here as a prophet. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, I stand in the faith together with your child, and I believe with him, I believe with her. Let this miracle happen. I say, let this miracle happen. In the name of Jesus. Not by power, not by might, not by knowledge, but by the Spirit of Almighty. Your business will begin to make profits like I've never seen. I speak divine connections, divine helpers. People begin to come to work with you. I speak a turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround in your ministry, in your finances, in your marriage, in your calling, in your business, at your work. Turn around.
Kaya tana, kaya tulu, kaya dero, kaya mawa. Zina la kebi Yehova sasi.
Down. Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what are you asking? A certain man came to me. He said, I should pray for him. I said, what should I pray for you? He said, I want a job. I said, what job? He says, I want to be employed as a driver. I said, receive cars. As I'm speaking now, he has 6 drivers. What are you believing God for? What are you seeing yourself in the next 2 years? That's all about the kingdom sense. That's what the kingdom of heaven is all about. When Daniel went into Persia, which is today Iran, you know how Iran hates Israel. In that kingdom, they were taking people, throwing them in dens of lions, if you are praying. And they did it with Daniel. So the enemy didn't start now. They took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Iran and put them in the fire. And the guys came out. Until that king of Iran, in those days, Persia, bowed. And they said, no, there is no another God apart from the God of these young men. We want people in your neighborhood. They should bow and say, indeed, the God of this woman, the God of this man, he is God.
As a pillar of fire by the night, as a pillar of cloud by the day, you can never understand me. A powerful God, as a pillar. By the day, I never understand me.
I want you, if you have your phone, your documents, just raise them up and make a short prayer. Listen, one time before you do prayer, one time we went to pray. I think I told you this story before. The reason why I don't love taking people into prayer. So we were praying, and the person was praying next to me, and I was standing next to him, and we were praying. The person was asking God something. Father, Lord, I pray. And when he said amen, I asked him, I said, what you're asking for? How much is it? So he told me. So, when I looked at it, it was equivalent to $1,000. And it was in my pocket. I said, go home. I took $1,000 I gave him. And me, I continued praying. He was asking God what was in my pocket. Too small. I said, no, it's fine. I said, you can go home. No, my father. The joy this person had for $1,000. God has answered me. He went on the stone. I said, this is madness. So if you have come here today to ask God small things, think it twice. Don't just ask God for a car. Ask him for the whole dealership. A woman went to a prophet to ask to help her redeem. So apparently she was thinking maybe the prophet will make a prayer and those guys who want to take the kids will die. Or maybe they'll forget about the loan. The prophet says, you're entering into oil business, woman. A woman became an oil dealer. The anointing I'm sensing today, it is to take people from nobody to somebody. I have never come in a Sunday service with such type of a sermon. So pay attention. It might be your service today. All your destiny helpers who came before and they disappeared, I am calling them back to you. All payments which were supposed to be made for you, I am calling them by force. Let them begin to happen now. Sit down. Somebody say, I'm here. At your workplace where you're working, they'll say, though we hate you, but can you take this position? This is an unmatched wisdom. When I was praying for the Daniel mantle, I said, God, I need this mantle. God who gives you some wisdom. They will hurt you. They will do whatever they can. But they will realize they need your wisdom. Say Jesus.
Yes.
So I want us to pray. Don't just pray for a miracle to happen. Tell God you need a kind of wisdom and understanding that no one has ever had in that field you want to venture or you are venturing, whether in ministry or in calling. Ask God for understanding and wisdom. Hey, the Bible says, of this man, God gave them wisdom and understanding in all manner of skill. And the Bible says, of all the castle, of all the magicians, the wise men of Persia, are devisers. There was no better castle which was better than the one of Daniel. These are the things we pray for. Today I want you to pray that God, I need a miracle and give me wisdom to get there. Give me understanding to get there. Give me knowledge to get there. It must be from your heart. I've told you that I'm praying for a bank. I said, God, I need a bank. So now I'm praying for wisdom, for understanding, for knowledge, for that sector. And you will see it. I don't need your faith. Even if you don't clap your hands, it's fine. You will see it. Tell your neighbor. Ask God for difficult things. Just believe it. Go in town and look for a beautiful building. And they say, you shall be mine. Are you here? Raise up your hands where you are. And your documents and everything that you have. If you're able to stand, you can. If you can sit, it's also fine. But I want you to pray for a difficult thing and it shall be done. And do not have options. Where there's an option, there is no faith. Where there is no option, where there is no option, there is faith. Where there is option, you tell God. You see, when there's an option, you say, if I don't get healed, maybe I will live like this. This we are saying, if you don't heal me, no one else will. If this project will not happen, I have no one I know who can come to help me over this project. You are the only source of my faith. Give me wisdom, understanding, knowledge of this sector. Make a prayer.
Zelavai da compa de kia no zede kia no telebara dia no sede kapata kapaya isay da compa adenato sedenata eleprende kepaika toza adiga palagianate isja deke palavaras medena adeka tos telebara kia adeta ko isja da kapalavara dia no telebara dia no sa isay da compa adeta kanta kapaya isay da Eito, as elevadas, it ain't a compra adiga, different elevadas, it a compra adelidia nos telemana kataya, he said a kapaya katante kapaya, make a prayer somebody, make a prayer somebody, shelevida, he said a compra adenato, he shut a kapala varadiga, the kaita koza adiga, he said a compra adenato, he shall a branda kapaika.
Yes.
Vela hina compra dia nas televara kaita compelevaras ijada ke palavara dini ni amante ke taika to seli gran televara atini dia non te ke paika toza adina main taka toz televaras ijada compa adiga izalamate ijada compa adiga zeleita compa adiga dia non te ke paia zivra as televara kido ye
televani salemante efere dia tele Manda call Eferenta la pari.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Taratova Suharana. Ya 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 ya. Oh ya ya. Ya 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 ya. Oh. As I look at you, the Lord says, just stand where you are standing. The Lord says,
yes, Daddy.
I'm about to restore you.
I receive.
The Lord says, I'm about to restore you.
I receive.
What's your name?
My name is Peter.
Oh my God. The Lord says, I'm about to restore this man.
I receive.
And what God is showing me right now, it's like you're going to have a huge connection.
Oh yes, Papa.
And this connection is to do with the supply of meat.
I receive. Yes, Daddy.
What have I said?
The supply of meat.
Professor Imager.
Professor,
you're going to see this happening.
I receive, Papa.
When you leave from here.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
I'm seeing you attending a meeting.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
And the first meeting, I saw beef.
I receive, Daddy.
And when you leave from there, you begin to wonder what really is happening.
Oh, yes.
But I'm seeing you in the next billionaire.
I receive that.
I speak an opening to everything that you do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are, some here.
Here.
Tarano saya. Yo. Anderson, that man there, Anderson. Are you Anderson? You. Okay, you bring him here.
My father.
Faropetora Mande.
Shoka pakatarade. How are you?
That's my day.
Huh?
That's my day. Major!
Prophesy, Major!
That is my day.
Today I saw something about you.
Yes, Major. Prophesy.
Because what the Lord showed me.
Yes, Major.
He said, when I look at you like this. Huh?
Yes, Major.
People may think, oh, your eyes are okay.
No, it's one eye is bright. It's true, it's bright, Major. This eye, I was bitten by a bee.
Let me tell you.
Yes, Major.
It was not a bee.
Yes, Major, tell me.
It was witchcraft.
Yes, Major.
It happened.
That's why I'm here.
It happened on pulpit.
Yes, I was.
Major, 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 Major.
It is true, Major.
Prophesy, Major.
It is true. It is true.
You were preaching.
Yes.
As we are preaching.
Yes, Major.
A bee just came from nowhere.
Yes, Major.
And bite you on your eye.
Yes, Major.
Immediately,
yes,
your eye became blind.
Yes, Major.
Now, let me tell you.
Yes, Major. That's what we hear.
The plan of the enemy was not only to make you blind one eye.
Yes, Major.
Remember, it was not only one bee.
Yes, Major.
There were a lot of bees that came.
Yes, Major.
The plan was to bite your two eyes.
Yes.
And you were supposed to be blind with both
me,
eyes.
Major. That's
and
what
the Lord,
we hear.
Listen to me. Do I know you?
No. No.
Maybe you told me this.
No, no.
Huh?
No, I am from Zambia. No.
And the Lord told me, he said, yes. Deliver this man now.
Yes.
Because the same issue happened with your father.
Yes. It's also the same.
Your father.
He even died.
He was coming from ministry.
Yes.
And he was also attacked.
Yes.
Major.
The Lord is about to shock you.
Yes, Major.
Because you're also into business.
Yes, Major.
I'm seeing a lodge.
Yes, 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 yes.
Who has a lodge?
Me.
I'm also seeing transport business.
Yes, I have a counter.
You have a counter?
Yes, Major. Exactly. 100%
correct. What is Hebrews?
It is my car. I wrote it in Hebrew. Yeah.
You can miss breakfast.
This is my nickname. I even wrote on the car.
The Lord said, pray for this man.
Yes, Major.
Are you married?
Yes.
Where's your wife?
She's home. I believe she's watching.
Oh.
Yes.
Tell her to,
yes,
to let it go, to heal.
Amen, Major.
It's like she lost somebody.
Yes, Major.
In the family. Somebody died.
Yes, his brother. We buried him now.
You buried him when?
Yes, now.
When
two months,
you bury?
1 month ago.
1 month ago?
Yes.
Tell her to heal.
Yes. Oh, even me, I was crying for the same young man.
Don't worry.
Yes, Major.
Was it an accident?
Yes, Major, on the motorbike. We are just told we don't know how to have what happened. They help us, Major. They want to know the real information of his death.
Yes, just come over here. I just want to pray for you.
Major,
you have a great calling.
I receive, Major. That's what we hear.
Do not give up.
I receive, Major.
Every arrow shot on you,
I receive, Major.
I cast it out.
I receive, Major.
From today,
amen.
The Lord will use you more.
Amen. I receive.
And your doors will open.
I receive.
Your life will open.
I receive.
Take it in the name of Jesus.
There is something new that is happening in my life. My Yahweh, my life is turning around.
The one I picked you from. Who was it? Are you the one I picked you that time? Who is in Cape Town?
It's me, my prophet.
Who is in Cape Town?
It's me, my prophet.
There is something I want to tell you.
Yes, my prophet. Speak no one, to me.
No, for you to know I'm a prophet.
Yes. I know, prophet.
I will tell you two things.
I know, prophet.
Major.
I know, it, prophet.
Professor, I major.
I've been waiting for this day. I've been waiting for this day, prophet.
Wait.
Listen to me. I will tell you two things.
Thank you, my prophet.
Okay? Number one. I saw you.
Oh, thank you.
In the your trip, how you left home.
Oh, yes.
As we are coming.
Oh, yes, my prophet.
One of the parents of your wife is not okay. Who's the police?
My wife, prophet.
Huh?
My wife, my prophet.
What is he saying?
My wife.
Your wife is a police.
The police officer.
As you were coming here, you almost missed your flight.
Yes.
You then took another flight.
Yes, my prophet.
That came via Zimbabwe.
Yes, my prophet.
Major.
When you were in Zimbabwe,
yes,
the plane also got delayed.
Yes, my prophet.
You were sitting, yes, on this small couch.
Yes.
As we were sitting there, you had taken the other leg on top of this leg. Yes. And at that point, you felt something like a headache. Just slight headache.
Yes.
It disappeared.
So true.
When you came here, now I'm telling you, I want you to know that God knows you.
Yes.
This morning, you were hotspotting somebody.
Yes,
with your phone.
He is right there at the back. He came with me in the plane. I got it my phone.
Major, bring it on, Major.
Major.
Wait a minute. And the Lord said, pray for this man. Because there's some, I don't know if you are working for water or you are.
Yes, water and sanitation. Water and sanitation, my brother. It's not true, Papa.
God told me, he said, pray for this man.
Daddy,
listen to me.
This man was sitting next to him on the plane and he was hot spotting this man, yes, right here.
Yes, you were hot spotting me this morning,
it,
dude.
My prophet.
Eh?
He was hot spotting me this morning.
So the one I'm talking about is you.
Yes, Daddy.
He was hot spotting you.
Yes, Daddy.
You can miss breakfast, lunch, and supper. Not prophecy. Prophesy, Major.
I've been waiting what you said.
Now, the Lord told me, he said, pray for him now.
Thank you, my father.
For something is about to happen. To happen.
Yes.
God has seen your contribution in the church.
Thank you, my father.
Listen to me. You've been contributing in the church.
Yes.
With your wife.
Yes, my brother.
And God says, I'm opening every door.
Oh, it's my prayer.
I am seeing millions coming to you. I pray against every attack. I open every door. For the Lord says, I have seen your heart. Take it in the name of Jesus.
There is something new that is there.
Some here.
Anderson. Yes, Major.
Shalom.
I receive, Major.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom is my daughter.
Exactly.
The Divine Encyclopedia, the Paranomixia,
yes,
aka
Pazuka.
Can you imagine? I say Shalom.
Shalom is my daughter.
I say Shalom. He's also saying Shalom. Until I spoke for the second time, I said Shalom.
She's my daughter, Major. What
then
prophesy?
He says, she's my daughter. Anderson.
Major.
The Lord has seen your prayer. As we are praying just now.
Yes, Major.
When we are praying now.
Yes, Major.
You are saying, I need construction.
Yes, my prophet. I'm on construction.
God will shock you through construction.
Yes, Major.
What have I said?
Yes, Major.
What have I said?
God is going to shock me on construction.
You're a man of God, okay?
Yes, Major.
You know or you don't know?
I know.
What in my hand? Who has a school?
I've got a school, Major.
You have a school?
Yes.
What in my hand again?
Major!
Is it a crash?
It's a crash, Major. It's a crash. You pray for it 2017, Major. 2017, you pray for the crash, then you open the crash and there was a fight. The owner say, you must not, we agree. Then when he heard that we had the son what? Of Major One.
What is Sam? Sam. I'm asking you, what is Sam? Answer my question. I'm asking you, what is Sam?
Sam, that's my name, Papa.
Your name is Sam?
Yes, Papa. Yes, Papa. Yes, Papa. I've been showing my dream praying for me.
You saw this in a dream?
Yes, Papa. I saw it in my dream, Major. I saw you, Papa. I saw it in my dream. I saw it in my dream, my father. I saw it in my dream. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, my father.
Come this way.
Oh, thank you, my prophet. Thank you, my father. Oh, I saw in my dream. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Just as you're standing here,
yes,
the Lord showed me something. Because what I saw you.
Yes, my father.
There is something great.
Yes, my father.
Are you married?
Yes, Papa.
You're married?
I'm married, my father.
Nase.
Yes, that's my wife!
Yes, the name of your wife!
Yes!
Is it Nancy?
Nancy, yes, Papa! Yes, Nancy! Yes, Nancy, Papa! Yes, Papa!
The Lord said,
she even taught me to say, before you do your business, no, go to Major One, go and see our father. All shall be well, just go.
She said what?
She told me to say, before you buy this car that you want to order, go and see the major prophet so that things can move fast. Nancy, the name of my wife, Papa.
So she told you to come?
Yes, my father.
Wait, but I have a problem with Nancy.
Yes, my father. Yes, my father, help me.
The problem is, she's not yet prophetic.
Yes, my father. It's true, my father.
And you are prophetic.
Yes, Papa.
Major, 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 Major.
My father.
Prophesy, Major.
And I've been accusing me to say, I don't prophesy things which comes from God. Help me, Papa. Help me, my father.
Come again.
People, they say, don't prophesy things which comes from God. I'm a Satanist. Help me, Papa.
You have a church?
Yes, my father.
Come over here. Looks like that morning prophesying to men of God. The man of God, the man of God, the man of God over there. Listen. Men of God, where are you?
Prophesy, Major.
Listen.
Yes, Papa.
I want to pray for you.
Oh, yes, my father. Oh, Jesus.
This is the turning point of your ministry.
Oh, yes, Papa. Oh, I've suffered, Papa, too much.
Mighty name of Jesus. Take it. Anderson.
Major.
Hear this. When yes, you leave here, the Lord wants to turn around your life.
I receive, Major.
Do you hear me?
Yes, Papa.
What have I said?
When I leave here, the Lord is going to turn around, maybe.
That guy there, Jameson, you, come. Jameson, that man there. When you leave from this place,
yes, Major.
What am I hand? Everyone else, wherever you are, raise up a hand. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I raise my hands.
As I raise my hands.
I receive a miracle today.
I receive a miracle today.
What was difficult?
What was difficult?
It will be done.
It will be done.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
What was impossible? It will be done. In the name of Jesus. Take it. Another man of God.
Yes, prophet.
Are you not a man of God?
Yes, I'm a man of God. Yes, sir. Bring it on, Major.
So the Lord told me.
Oh, yes.
He said I should touch you 2 times.
I receive.
And he will venture into real estate.
I receive. I am into real estate.
Huh?
I am into real estate.
You are into real estate.
Yes, my father.
God said I should touch you how many times?
2 times. One.
Say one.
One. Two.
Major.
Unchangeable, reliable God. Only you can do what no man can do. Unchangeable, reliable God. Only you can do what no man can do. There is nothing.
There's a new chapter the Lord is writing in your life. Just stand up. Stand up over here. Stand up over here. I saw your wife praying. And this is a new venture she wants to venture in. And it's like she wants to go into a, you know, where a person has got something like where you do cattling, you do things, you do businesses.
Yes, my father. Yes, my father.
And the Lord said to me, I should tell you right now that he has seen her secret prayer and is pouring out an anointing that is going to do something for her family and your family. And I'm seeing this because it's like, you see, my son there, he's a man of God. Oh, he's also a man of God, right?
Major!
It's our day.
As I'm speaking to you right now, the Lord showed me something.
I received my father.
You had a meeting 2 months ago.
Yes, my father.
And this meeting is to do with investors.
Yes, my father, it's very true.
And it's like there's an amount of money that is supposed to be paid.
Yes, my father.
It's like these things are moving in circles like this. But God told me, he said, tell him now.
Yes, my father.
Touch this ground. Touch it. Stand up. You will know I'm a prophet of God.
I receive, my father.
I have opened your life.
I receive, my father.
Oh.
Father, it's huge.
Huh?
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is true.
Very true, my father.
Okay. Now, for you to know I'm a prophet.
Yes, my father.
Your wife will conceive again.
I receive.
Bring it on, Major.
Where are you? What God is about to start doing in your life, you have never seen it. I am seeing you owning land, owning properties. God is opening your life today, and you shall see this happening.
I receive. My
if I be a prophet,
I receive.
I command. Listen, there has been an attack over your life.
I receive.
You make money, but there are attacks.
Yes.
You make money.
Yes, my father.
Every moment there's
yes,
an attack.
My father.
I put a full stop in the name of Jesus. Power the Holy Ghost. Where are you? I'm asking you, where are you? Stand up. There is a new beginning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Major.
There is a what?
Thank you, Jesus.
A new beginning.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a new beginning. I am sensing a new beginning.
Yes.
Walk 2 steps. Take 1, 2. Stop over there. I saw an eruption in the spirit.
I receive my father.
What your eyes have never seen.
I receive.
What your ears have never heard.
I receive.
A revival is coming through you.
I receive my father.
I say revival is coming through you. And I saw the Lord opening doors for you. Opening doors for you. Doors for you. And a particular wisdom is coming upon you. When you leave this place. When you leave this place. Where's your wife? You should take oil, put in a bowl or a basin. She must wash your feet.
Thank you, my father.
She must wash your feet with that oil. Put water in a basin and put oil in that water. She must wash your feet and she must declare a new chapter, a new beginning. Something is about to start happening. Take it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Where are you? I said, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Can you come over here?
Today's my day, Papa.
As you leave this place.
My prophet.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes,
I am seeing you opening an escrow account.
I
saw you in a certain country.
Oh, yes.
Where you were opening an account.
Oh, yes.
But it had 3 signatures.
Oh, yes.
And this account, it will manage the housing project. Because there's a housing project you are doing.
Yes,
it's like a load of houses. And the Lord says, I have put my blessing upon it. Within 2 months from now, you shall see a movement. Where are you? Where are you? That lady there, who's a doctor? Who's a do you have? She's also asking me. Do you have a doctor? Anyone who's a doctor? Is your husband a doctor? Can you ask this lady there? Is your husband a doctor? Give a microphone. Are you a doctor? Huh? You are the husband?
Yes.
There's a new chapter coming in your family.
Yes.
Listen to me. You have an attack.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
You.
Yes, 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 daddy. It's yes. True. Yes. 100%.
What's happening with you?
There's, I don't know.
What is happening?
A lot of attacks. Yes.
Turn around. Stop there. Your health.
Yes.
Your life.
Yes.
The enemy is planning so many things against you.
Yes, daddy.
I don't know. But as I'm speaking to you now.
Yes, daddy.
You came, the two of you, or?
Yes.
We came the two, but we helped the other. I helped the other elders that are sitting in the bed to register for.
You. Leave your phone down. Leave your phone down. You're not shooting anything for now. Stand up. Let me speak to you. Listen. It's like the Lord told me now to breathe over you now. I saw something that is about to happen over your life. And I saw your whole family, and God was showing me the whole family like this. And I was seeing attacks in the family where the enemy is trying to bring in sicknesses.
Yes,
where they come, they go. They come, they go. They come, they go. And I saw loss of concentration as a main spirit in the family. Where when people are doing something, then they'll just lose concentration and focus.
That's true, prophet.
And the Lord told me now, he said, speak a word and there shall be permanent healing.
Amen. I receive, prophet.
Number two, I saw you opening a curtain like this. And the Lord said, it is a time where you will be the one opening for prosperity in your family.
I receive.
What will happen to you in the next 2 years is very important.
I receive.
In the next 2 years, the Lord said, I'm about to do something in your life.
I receive.
And that you should even begin to study about Forex.
Yes, Father.
And you should begin to study about online platforms.
I receive.
Because you will begin to make money like you've never seen in your life.
I receive.
Take it in the name of Jesus.
Major.
Where are you? Somebody stop me now. If nobody will stop me, I'm not stopping.
Bring it on, Major!
Major! Bring it on, Daddy!
Prophesy, Daddy!
Are you there at the back there? Are you there?
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
I speak wherever you are. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
What was not happening before, what you were worried for, what you were worried about, an answer is coming. I said, an answer is coming.
I
stretch my hand over you now.
Oh, yeah.
As a prophet of Almighty God.
Yeah.
Receive.
Receive.
Hear me. Are you here?
Yes, daddy.
I want to congratulate you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you hear me?
My father. Yes, daddy.
Every attack in your body,
yes,
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
it's gone in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, new chapter.
New chapter.
Can you come over here? Can you hear me?
Yes, Papa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I saw a signature.
Oh, yes, Daddy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I hear an approval in the spirit.
Yo! Thank you, Jesus.
I hear what?
An approval, Daddy.
An approval.
Yes, Daddy.
You have a great calling. Yes, but your ministry is dying.
Yes, Daddy, it's true.
God wants to revamp your calling.
Oh, my Daddy, thank you, God.
You will lay your hands on the sick and the sick will be healed. I am speaking to everything about you to respond to this statement. Your life is opening in today. Are you a woman of God?
Yes, Daddy.
You're a woman of God?
Yes, Daddy.
It's like I'm talking to men and women of God.
Yes, Major.
Major.
Thank you, Lord.
What's the name of the church you minister?
I'm a pastor in his church for Prophet Joel in Botswana.
Something great is about to happen.
I received it.
If you believe that God can make things happen, raise up a hand. Say, so
I believe.
And I want to give you a sign.
Yes, Daddy.
Within 4 months.
Yes, Daddy. Yes, my father.
How many months?
4 months, Daddy.
You come back on this altar.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
To testify.
I receive, Daddy.
Mighty name of Jesus. I'm trying to talk to somebody.
Oh, yes.
Are you here, somebody?
Oh, yes.
No. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Are you here?
Bring it on, Major. Major Profofo. Prophesy, Daddy.
If you believe that I believe.
Just say,
I believe.
I believe.
Now, I said, if you believe, raise your hand. I said, I believe. Father, I pray, as everybody has raised up their hand, that you minister to your people. Touch your people now. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 There's a new billionaire rising in Zambia. And I'm seeing you at the back there. You are a bit chubby. I'm seeing with your white shirt at the back there. And I hear the word Elengos. You'll be a next billionaire. Now I'm just saying it because I know there are so many people. I can't even be walking to the back there. But I'll just prophesy. And there's another lady also at the back there. I see something that you're trying to do now. There's a trip you're supposed to go to Dubai. Yeah, don't doubt it.
Daddy, I'm here.
Don't doubt it.
Daddy, I'm here. Prophesy, Daddy.
What did I say? Elengos.
Yes, Daddy. That's my company. I see. Prophesy, Major.
I said Elengos.
Yes, Daddy. That's my company. I import vehicles from Japan and South Africa. I receive, Daddy.
You're about to be a next big thing.
I receive, Daddy. I receive.
Prophesy, Major.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just trying to speak one word, one word, one word, one word, one word, one word. One word, one word. Father, thank you for what you're doing. Those of you who are watching, wherever you're watching from, stretch your hands. All the overflows, wherever you are, all the overflows, stretch your hand. I announce the departure of every demonic attack out of your life. Be released in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.